right after this news.
The best. You can be the King Kong banging on your chest.
You could beat the world, you could beat the war. You could talk to God, go banging on his door.
You can throw your hands up, you can beat the clock,
yeah.
You can move a mountain, you can break rocks.
You could be a master, don't wait for luck. Dedicate yourself and you go find yourself.
Standing in the hall.
Hey, 88.9 FM, welcome to Covering the Canvas. I'm your host, Jesse Beard. Tonight on the show, we have scheduled the very special Good Virgil appeal, but first off, I think we should probably speak about the news, the sad passing of Rowdy Roddy Piper. 61, he's just passed away from natural causes the other day. It's pretty big news, it's huge news, it's rocked a lot of people. Maybe we should have a chat about some memories of Roddy Piper. We all have.
It's a show in itself.
I mean, he was one of those guys who, no matter when you got into wrestling, I think you always sort of, he had a presence, he was always there. Even probably over the last 10 years to people who wouldn't have seen him in his prime.
Yep.
He's constantly been popping up still, and it always, you know, it was a good thing, you know, Piper's back, you know, he'll have Piper's appeared, he'll, even, he would just, even having matches until relatively recently, he was a WWE Tag Team Champion, I think in 2006.
Yep.
So, you know, I think that's one of the reasons that it really has touched a lot of people is that
he was from all eras.
He's all eras.
Yeah.
And he's always just felt like he's been there. He's never really sort of felt like he just had retired at any point. He was just kind of always there.
Yeah, you know what's funny? I obviously didn't grow up on 80s wrestling. I grew up on the Attitude Era, sort of like mid-2000s. I remember in 2003, I think Backlash 2003, it was him and Rikishi, of all people, had a match, and it was sort of to relive the coconut smashing incident.
Yep.
Yeah, so like you said, like all eras, like I assume you guys, yeah, 80s wrestling, mine's mid-2000s.
Yeah.
I sort of got into, back when, I could almost pinpoint when I started watching wrestling regularly as opposed to just the one-off thing or a video I'd rented and something like that. It was, there was a lot of emphasis around the Intercontinental title belt, and there was guys like vying for it. It was like Roddy Piper, obviously.
Yep.
Bret Hart, the Mountie, all those kind of guys.
Yep.
And there was a lot of emphasis on that belt, and some of the matches were just brilliant. And Piper just, you know, he wasn't the greatest wrestler, let's face it. You know, all sleeper holds and punches to the face, basically. But he just had that presence. He was kind of like the Stone Cold before Stone Cold.
Oh, exactly. Definitely.
You know, the anti-establishment the cool,
the
kind
cool
of guy.
The cool heel. The guy who, he was horrible, but God, you loved him.
Well,
I remember, like, getting into wrestling, he was the guy that my dad said, he's my favourite wrestler.
Yep.
And my whole life, dad's occasionally said, oh, is Roddy Piper still around? And usually I've got something to sort of say, yeah, look, he's actually been doing something just recently.
Mm.
And I think one of the favourite stories that I read during the last week was the fact that, well, I mentioned, you know, he was a tag champ, I think, back in 2006. It was on one of those pay-per-views that WWE had at the time where fans could vote for various things.
Yeah, like a Cyber Sunday, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. And it was, you know, choose who the tag team partner for Ric Flair will be. And it was a choice between a couple of old legends. The one that the fans had voted in was Roddy Piper.
Yeah.
Now, after he'd had this match, Roddy Piper then had to go and get his physical checkup, see that he's fit to be competing.
Mm-hmm.
And they found out that he had cancer.
Yeah.
And that Piper had sort of said from that point on that his fans had basically saved his life and kept him alive by the fact that they loved him enough to vote him into that match.
Let's face it, if any wrestler was going to kick cancer's ass, it was going to be all right.
Yeah, that's it.
Kick his ass and humiliated in the process.
That's it. Give us a call on 9919-8089. We're going to take a short break and we'll come back. After this, we will be starting the Good Virgil Appeal.
This is 1FM Community Radio, broadcasting from the Victoria University at Werribee. Ooh, la, la, la.
Hi, this is Pete Smith. I'm a proud Australian, but there's one record I'm not proud about. Australia has the lowest number of organ donors registered in the developed world. Last year, 140 people died awaiting a suitable organ, including 20 children. Don't take your organs to heaven. Heaven knows we need them here. So think about it, talk about it, and tell your family about your wishes. Become an organ donor by ringing 1-800-777-203. That's 1-800-777-203. Another proud Rotary project.
WinFM has a new website with a full program guide, streaming links, program pages, and now with podcasts for every show. Check it out at winfm.org.au.
I'm Trudy Burke, and I'd like to invite you to join me every Monday afternoon between 1 and 3pm for some terrific country music in the form of Make Mine Country, right here on 88.9 WinFM, the sound of the West.
This is Highway Inc's Mike Byrne. You're listening to Covering the Canvas on 88.9 WinFM. If you've got a problem with that, then f*** you.
Oh, This is 2007 Australian Wrestler of the Year, Champagne Pyro, and you're listening to Covering the Canvas on 88.9 Win FM.
The excitement is building in Melbourne and throughout the state as Victorians wake to
the first ever Good Virgil appeal.
Nowhere is there more excitement than
at the Win FM studios,
where staff, patients and families are getting ready for what they and all of us hope will be a record-breaking day of fundraising. Across town at the
Win FM studios,
there's excitement combined with the bustle and business of setting up for the day's live
radio
TV coverage.
I can feel my face when I'm with you.
Self-respect. DBR, she's talking about self-respect. It took me a long time to get self-respect. Something you can't buy. I know what self-respect is by this man right here. But at WrestleMania, I'm going to show you how to get respect.
Be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me.
88.9 Win FM. Welcome to the Good Virgil Appeal, live on 88.9 Win FM. Give us a call on 9919-8089. Now, look, tonight on Covering the Canvas, we are trying to raise
to a very worthy cause, Jesse.
To more than sick kids, it's the great Virgil.
Apologies to the crowd outside. We had to close the door to stop them getting in.
Yeah, look, we could only
outside. It's just deafening.
Yes, I hope everyone bought their pre-sale tickets. We could only sell 50,000. So in the Win FM studios, we have a jam-packed crowd of over 50,000 in here joining us.
They're all here waving their banners in support of Virgil.
That's
and
it.
His attempt to raise himself.
Yeah.
$1 million. I feel like we're going to probably do it in the first 3 minutes, yeah. And then what are we going to do for the rest of the show?
I know, that'll be a bit embarrassing, really, won't it? Once we've hit the golden $1 million target, do we keep going?
Yeah.
Do we make him a multi-$1 million man?
Absolutely.
Should we get one better?
Yeah, keep going.
Before we get into where people can donate, should we introduce the panel?
I think that's probably a good idea.
All right. I am your host, Jesse Beard.
Double check that.
Who ironically doesn't have any facial hair. I blew that joke. Australian wrestling legend, pillar, saviour, showstopper, main event icon, 1989, Market Square, Lego building winner, and all-round nice guy, Shane Hero.
I'd like to add to that list as well. Number one Virgil fan in in Australia?
Yep.
it's a bold claim, but I'm going with it.
Oh, jeez.
Anyone wants to question that statement,
wants to challenge me on that title.
9919-8089. One of those fancy haircuts, nephew of Chuck Norris, Commissioner Norris, here for a good cause tonight.
Hello there.
Right on, Mr. Norris.
Very good, very good. I hear...
Is Chuck going to donate?
Just because you said those words, Chuck. Yeah. Okay. That's good. Just because you said those words, $50,000 was donated.
Right. Magic.
Unconfirmed reports.
Unconfirmed.
We'll double check that.
Man with a camera and one of Australia's best photographers, and also one of the handful of British people in Australia, Steve Bradford.
Good evening.
Are we all excited for just a huge night of donating?
I'm so excited.
The phone's already off the hook.
So excited to be given to such a
I have been messaging the other four Englishmen in Australia, because, of course, if they donate £1, it's obviously, what's that,
$2,500?
Yeah, that's
it. With the exchange
rate. And you're related to the Queen, so...
Obviously.
If we can get the Queen in on this.
Yeah, see if we can get her on the line.
The Queen.
The Queen, if you're listening, give us a call on 9919-8089. Shane, before we do a live update on how much money's already been donated, should we probably have a chat about where people can donate to?
Absolutely, because that is the important part here, is that tonight we're not just telling you about Virgil, we're asking you to dig deep to this extremely worthy cause.
The deep pockets of Australian wrestling.
Exactly. Yep. All of that money in the Australian wrestling community, we're asking you to give to a worthy cause, help out Virgil, Million Dollar Man's former bodyguard, for no other reason than the fact that he's just started a GoFundMe page and would like to raise $1 million. What better cause could there be?
No more booking a helicopter to get to your next wrestling gig.
No.
Take a cab. donate that money.
That's it. Do without, you know, for a cup of coffee, maybe, you know, just don't have a cup of coffee tomorrow.
Yeah.
Give to Virgil.
Yeah. Mm. That's it.
Are you waiting on some important life-threatening surgery? Go without. Give to Virgil. You know, think of those in need.
Should we give people the address?
Yeah, look, if you're going to donate tonight, you can go to www.gofundme.com/makevirgilamillion. So that's www.gofundme.com/makevirgilamillion. And of course, if you are donating, please get onto the Covering the Canvas Facebook page and let us know, because we will read out your donation live on the air in the spirit of all great telethons.
We are also taking donations over the phone if you give us a call on 9919 8089, or even just send it to the WinFM studios, courtesy of Covering the Canvas.
Yeah, and write a check.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. We're accepting
we're
all.
Old school.
We're not discriminating here. We're not Hulk Hogan. we'll take anything we can get to make Virgin a millionaire. Virgil a millionaire. Because if anyone deserves a million, it's that man. Virgil. It's Virgil.
Oh, exactly. He's done so much for the sport. We need to show our appreciation.
Yeah. Well, should we speak about some local news first and then head back over overseas?
I guess
overseas?
If there's anything that even closely compares to this important topic, yes, I suppose we can veer off that for a moment.
Just a little bit, and then we'll come back. Platinum Wrestling this past weekend was main evented by Dowie James versus Zach Douglas in an awesome match. Ended up crowning a new Platinum champion. Within Dowie James.
Super Dowie.
But it was a hot crowd. Good matches, like really, really top matches. It's cool to watch. Seems to be getting a lot of speed behind it. You were there, Shane.
I was indeed.
Choked out a woman with a stick.
Exactly one of my finer moments.
Yeah.
And yes, the reformation of Hypnotic and Heroic with our new member, Drew Clissold Sketch.
That's it. Let's head over to international news. So nothing really equates to. Oh, should we just do a live update on how much money is actually raised?
Yeah, look, we may as well.
We did skip over that.
Yeah, the aim of tonight is we are trying to raise money.
Hold on, let me get the music going for that. do you want to just give them the address again?
Exactly. It is www.gofundme.com/makevirgilamillion.
All right, take it away. How much money have we raised?
So far, over the course of 1 month, 31 people have helped Virgil raise $375.
Wowee.
Wow, we are so far along the road to a million there.
That's beautiful.
Not far to go. 375 big ones.
Not long at all. Very excited. Look, international news. We've learnt that John Cena has had emergency surgery on Tuesday after suffering a broken nose on Monday Night Raw. Did everyone see his nose?
No, I tuned in late. I missed it.
absolutely blew up the internet. He's like his nose. It wasn't even a part of his face anymore. It was twisted and disgusting. The goal of the surgery was to correct some breathing issues. In addition to that surgery, there is talk that some reconstructive surgery to the nose needs to be done, and medical advice is from the top WWE star to miss several weeks of in-ring action. Mm. Good thing or bad thing?
Well, I did read online somewhere that John Cena actually did a Make-A-Wish visit to himself, which was interesting.
I'd say it's a bit of a bad thing at the moment. Because
that's what I would say. Maybe 6 weeks ago, or not six, probably maybe six. 3 months away. 3 months ago, I would have been like, yeah, that's pretty good. But
yeah, good. Get him off TV. I'm sick of him.
Yeah, but he's been given that American title belt a lot of exposure.
And that's
for a top tier player to, I won't say take a step down, but obviously that's what it is, to give exposure to that belt and a whole new set of challengers along with it.
Yeah.
Can only be a good thing.
He's made a star out of guys like Kevin Owens in his first couple of matches.
Yep.
I think he's helped elevate Cesaro.
Absolutely.
Fans. And how can you be angry at a guy who's been doing that over the past couple of months? I think there's been legitimate complaints levelled at Cena over the years that he's been, you know, hogging the title scene and had very boring matches. But I'd say, God, over the last 3 months, he's been probably one of the highlights of Raw every week. So it's a legitimate shame to actually see him out of action.
Plus, he goes home to a Bella.
Yeah, that's it. reports, it's bad, is it? Unconfirmed reports. I just got a call on 9919-8089 then that Virgil may be replacing John Cena as a main eventer.
Excellent. About time. Perfect choice.
Excellent.
Unconfirmed. But yeah, we'll touch base on that a bit later. The Cowboy James Storm announced via Twitter this afternoon that he's officially done with his run with TNA. That's pretty big news because he's their main person.
He'd be one of the last remaining sort of original TNA guys as well. He would have been there since day one.
Was AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, James Storm.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Christopher Daniels, yeah, all the big guys there. They've all pretty much gone. I can't think of a name who's actually still there. Because Samoa Joey's even gone.
Yeah.
Samoa Joey.
He was one of the last ones hanging in there, so.
Yeah. Who knows? Mm. Who knows? Look, we're going to take a short break. Give us a call on 9919-8089. We're accepting donations over the phone. Make sure you go to the website and donate for Virgil.
Dig deep.
We will be doing the Great Power Udi after this. We've also got... because it is such a big event, we've had bands, amazing bands, come forth and playing.
We've been knocking them back.
Playing live for us. So we're going to send over to the other building. I hear we actually have the Beatles who are going to play for us live.
They've reformed. That's huge.
All of them. And Michael Jackson.
All of them.
I don't know how we've got this, but...
That's amazing.
The Beatles and Michael Jackson, everyone's coming together for...
It's fantastic because those guys rarely ever perform these days.
Rarely
ever. It's been a while.
So like I said, give us a call on 9919-8089 and we'll be back after the Beatles.
Cremator Brad Richards, and when I'm not combing my beard, shampooing my beard, looking at my beard, reading Batman comics, I'm listening to 88.9, covering the canvas and crying, wondering what the hell is wrong with my life.
My boss's name is Cameron. He's a top fella to work for.
Okay, so he does take wearing a suit to work every day a bit seriously, considering we're pool cleaners.
That's why I'm choosing his suit for the next 21 days. A monkey suit with a spinning bow tie and maybe a little matching hat.
Open Family Australia want you to team up with a friend, relative or whoever to take up the Open Family Australia 21 Challenge. Be as creative or ridiculous as you like and the money you raise will go towards helping youth at risk. Register at 21challenge.com.au.
If you like what you're hearing and want to be a part of Win FM, then the Win FM Training School is for you. We are seeking interested people who have exciting new program ideas which cater for the needs of our local community. Our training courses are designed to prepare you to present your choice of program at Win FM Community Radio. If you are interested in presenting a program, email training@winfm.org.au or contact the secretary by mail at PO Box 155, Werribee 3030.
Vì tôi có hai quốc tịch nên tôi đã vào trang mạng Smart Traveller để xem có điều gì đặc biệt mà tôi cần biết hay không. May mà tôi đã vào xem chứ nếu tôi ở lâu hơn như tôi đã tính trong cái chuyến về thăm thân nhân và bạn bè ở Việt Nam thì không chừng tôi đã bị bắt đi lính rồi đó chứ. Và như vậy tôi phải bó tay thôi. Tôi đâu có muốn du lịch kiểu này đâu chứ.
Dù đi chơi ở đâu, ta cũng vào thăm trang mạng smarttraveler.gov.au. Dịch vụ này miễn phí, dễ và hay nữa. Smart Traveler cho mọi du khách, mọi chuyến đi được chính phủ Úc Canberra chấp thuận. Do Tuấn Anh và Nguyễn Đình Khánh đọc.
This is Impact Wrestling superstar Rob Terry and you're listening to Covering the Canvas.
WinFM, welcome back to Covering the Canvas. This is the Good Virgil Appeal. That was Back from the Dead, Michael Jackson, live playing for us just in the other building over here to our left.
That was great of him to
do that.
Thank
you,
Michael. Michael Jackson and the Beatles back together. Amazing. Mm-hmm. The things we can do on community radio on Covering the Canvas.
Oh, well, I think, look, credit
to Virgil.
It's
amazing how the community comes together in a time of crisis.
Oh, yeah, it's beautiful.
And it's a credit to Virgil and how much people really
want to come together for him.
Yeah, how much they feel the need for this cause to raise him $1 million.
That's it. Give us a call on 9919 8089. Make sure you donate over the phone or go to the website to donate. We want him to be a millionaire. We probably have surpassed the millionaire point by now.
I would assume so, but I guess we can probably do a bit of a live cross to that right now, Jesse.
A little bit of a live cross?
Yeah, look, as of this very moment, thanks to the Good Virgil Appeal... the Good Virgil Appeal telethon we've got going on right here.
Yeah.
We have now raised a grand total of $375.
Oh, is that up by $2?
No, actually, that's the same still.
Oh, okay.
probably just hasn't updated.
Yeah, that's it. It's probably overloaded.
Yeah,
is what I would put it down to. Servers are down. Should we have a? Should we talk about a good mate of Virgil? Great pal, Udi. Great power Udi. How's he doing, Shane?
He is going not too great, actually, this week.
Poor bugger.
Condolences to good friend of the show, Great Power Udi. He has been posting some very heartfelt tweets this week that he has lost a close friend. So, look, thoughts are with you, Great Power Udi, but earlier in the week, prior to that, I did approach the great man to get his thoughts on tonight and asked him, Power Udi, will you be donating to help Virgil become a million-dollar man? His reply? No, he's a fool.
Good point.
He has a
That's
point.
Surprising.
I might have expected that he could have perhaps rallied the people of Nigeria to donate a bit of money. Sadly not. I did then ask him if he would consider perhaps, if he wasn't willing to just give him the money, perhaps hiring Virgil as his bodyguard, like Ted DiBiase once did.
Good point, yeah.
Exactly. You know, maybe Virgil's not above working for his money. However, the offer was rejected. He did instead say that I could be his bodyguard before Virgil. So nice to know where I stand in the pecking order of things.
So
here.
You're off to Nigeria then?
Very soon, yes. I did let him know my very good resume as far as bodyguard work goes, having bodyguarded for both Chris Trance and Super Diawi at various points in their respective careers.
To put in your availability?
Exactly. Did assure him that I'd look absolutely fetching in a spangly vest.
Nice.
Perhaps even rivaling Virgil in that department. So, sorry, Virgil. I think I did jump the queue there and perhaps steal potential employment from you. But
Virgil won't need employment after tonight's show, though. That's the only thing.
Well,
so
that's sort of what I figured, exactly.
I think it's a catch-22 at the moment.
That's it.
It's actually the opposite of catch-22.
Why would you work once you're a million-dollar
man? If the great power OT is indeed listening, maybe the character of the great priority is, you know, dare I say it, getting a bit stale. Maybe Virgil could come in with, like, the NWO Wolfpack side of Bullet Club Nigeria.
Ooh.
Whole new faction. Just saying.
I think you might have just got yourself banned from Nigeria.
I'm assuming you probably has.
Yeah.
By association, I probably have been as well.
I just want to say that any comments Steve made
do not reflect the rest of the Company Games crew. No. Great priority is never stale.
He's actually the opposite of stuff. He's freshly baked.
Yes.
Freshly baked. Great Udi.
If he were a cookie, he'd be gooey and soft on the inside.
That's it. Is that all he had to say for this week?
Of relevance to this to this topic, yes.
But our condolences, Great Power Udi. Because it is the Good Virgil Appeal. We should probably have a chat about Virgil's greatest moments.
Oh, absolutely.
Because if anyone deserves this $1 million because of the amount of great moments is, of course, Virgil.
Oh, absolutely.
What are we thinking?
F- Virgil's Good Mind.
Yeah.
Look. There was that. That might have been someone else.
Hang on.
I've got one. This is a good one. There was that time when.
When he was in Nation of Dominate? No.
No.
He wasn't in Nation, was he?
He's WrestleMania. Oh, no.
Jeez, you know, Ted DiBiase did some good things and he was kind of with him at the time.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That was a good moment. Lots of them. Yeah.
He did look good in pink and white.
Oh, one of the best.
Pink and silver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point.
Who else pulled off those colours?
Well, I would like to question his credentials before we move on,
his
though.
Credentials or his credentials?
I'd question them both.
No, my question doesn't even matter anymore. good matches.
But Ted, if you are listening, give us a call.
Call on 9919-8089. Do you know Virgil was actually an independent wrestler for one stage?
Yes.
I think he still is.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be back after this.
Before we went to that last break, I did have a question in the departure lounge. It was waiting to come out, but I didn't quite get the go-ahead through the gates. My question.
Jeff's question is now boarding. All passengers, please make their way to the lounge room. Correct.
Make sure you put your life vest on because the question could crash.
That's fast, lean, and invincible. Every Saturday morning from 10 to midday on 88.9 WinFM.
The Go List is an online resource for bushfire planning which will assist Victorians in high bushfire risk areas. It encourages people to participate by registering their support by providing community connections for accommodation, animal housing, storage needs or day destinations should they have to leave early on a high fire danger day. The Go List website reaches across the entire Victorian community from high to low risk areas. Businesses, organisations and individuals can also nominate as a destination or resource partner to support fellow Victorians to leave early rather than opt for the wait and see approach. A dangerous choice for everyone. Check out The Go List and get going. TheGoList.org.au.
You're spending your evening on 88.9 Will FM.
It's always colder here. Once we're acquainted with the autumn leaves, we are accosted by the frost and sleep, never waking up but barely
FM, welcome back to the Good Virgil Appeal live on Covering the Canvas.
Dig deep, people. Dig deep.
Dig deep. Let's check out the tally right now. Let's swing across because we have had the Beatles play tonight. We've had Michael Jackson back from the dead. Amazingly,
50,000 people live here
in the cover. You can't hear them at the moment because it's actually bulletproof, soundproof glass.
Yeah, it's a well-built little studio here
at the Vic Uni in Werribee. no, but yes.
We've got a large lighted board formerly used to tell us the carryover champs cash jackpot on Sale of the Century many years ago.
Yep.
And Tony Barber is standing by. We're lowering the board now to show the current tally. We are up to a grand $375.
Wowee.
Thank you, everyone, for donating tonight. We are doing splendidly.
We still have 15 minutes left, too. Like, it's probably going to be another... I don't even know.
I think we could double how much we've raised.
Oh, easily. Triple. Easily.
10 times the amount we've already raised in the last 15 minutes, I reckon.
Yeah.
I'm calling it now.
Good. Give us a call on 9919-8089. We're taking donations over the phone or through the website, but let's talk about a man who it should be the Million Dollar Man Virgil, not the Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase.
I've always said that.
And their feud. Let's have a chat about that. Take us back, Shane.
Oh, in all honesty, we did make a little bit of a joke about Virgil before. But no, he did actually have a pretty damn good feud back in the day with Ted DiBiase. The kind of slow burn feud you don't really get these days, because over the course of a very long period of time, Virgil was the lackey of Ted DiBiase.
Yes.
Always basically the man to take the fall for Ted when he would take off and leave Virgil to pay for his sins. Many years later, after having put up with this for a very long time, he had a match, a tag match with Ted against the legendary Dusty Rhodes, and his in his very first match debut, his son, Dustin Rhodes, who went on to do all right for himself. And at the end of this match, Virgil finally had enough. He turned on the Million Dollar Man, thus beginning their wonderful feud.
I believe at one stage you actually tagged with Rowdy Roddy Piper.
He did, in fact.
Survivor Series at one stage.
Yes, a Survivor Series match with the two of them. And when Virgil finally did actually get his match with Ted DiBiase for the Million Dollar Championship, no less, it was Rowdy Roddy Piper in his corner.
Hmm.
So, yeah, you know, Virgil's had his share of legends that he's worked with over the years. He's that match was actually, look, in all honesty, was one of my favourite matches as a child because it was great storytelling.
It is very cool storytelling. It's a one man keeping him down, like always.
I did actually love that match. And look, at the end, Virgil winning the $1 million belt from Ted DiBiase is probably,
it's cool,
it's probably one of my favourite childhood memories. In all honesty, in all seriousness,
absolutely,
it was pretty damn cool.
Yeah. No, and I agree 100%.
And then Ted DiBiase, I think, won it back from about a month later.
Yep. What would have been some of the good matches back in the day? Oh, well, even now that we could see Virgil go up against...
Jeez, you know...
John Cena. John Cena versus Virgil.
Yeah. Could Cena raise Virgil up to the heights of Kevin Owens and Cesaro?
Yeah, it's the other way around, actually. Could Virgil raise John Cena up?
That's a good point, yeah. Could he raise Cena up to his level?
Yeah.
Virgil never got his nose broken.
No, that's a good point. Yeah. I'm just trying to think.
Learn a thing or two, John.
Who else could he have gone up against back in the day? Do you think Virgil would have made a good MMA fighter?
He was a legit boxer.
Yeah.
Prior to wrestling.
Really?
Yeah, he was, yeah. He did all right for himself as a boxer.
I did not know that.
Amateur boxing, I think it was.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Interesting.
In fact, you'll note...
Where would he fit in today's roster? You think he'd make a good addition to
the
Wyatt
good point.
Family? Or
what do you think? For a moment, I thought you said...
The third Lucha Dragon? What?
So you're sticking with the tag teams there?
I'm just... You know... I think it's struggle in singles competition.
The
maybe?
New... What's that... The not the New Age Outlaws. The
New Day?
New Day.
A fourth member of the New Day.
Yes. It would be racist, though.
We do know the man can sing.
Yes.
We've seen his YouTube singing.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
He wants the something money. Something money.
Well, after tonight, he has got the something money. Definitely.
Dig into YouTube, everyone, to find out what we're talking about. The prime time players.
What's their catchphrase?
Because soon he's going to have millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. Yes.
That's a good one.
Third primetime player. There you go.
What about the announce team? Could we see him?
I have heard that Titus O'Neil is prone to taking homeless men to get breakfast and lunch and dinner.
Titus, if you're listening, take Virgil out to Olive Garden. Shout him lunch.
I think it'll be the other way around after tonight.
We can only expect that to happen, though. Given our millions of viewers, listeners.
Virgil, though, he, I noticed he's been tweeting a lot at Ronda Rousey.
Oh, really?
After her big fight.
Oh.
My girl at Ronda Rousey getting that F money. Very good.
Very topical of you.
Fight money, must be.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. Now give us a call at 9919-8089. We're still taking donations over the phone. We're going to go to one last song, and we'll be back after this.
Forget, but I can't in my heart.
Welcome back to the good Virgil Appeal. Shane, have we got some Virgil merchandise?
We do. Look, if you happen to have a old copy of WWF magazine hanging around from approximately 1992, they'd update their magazine's WWF shop merchandise section in there every 3 months approximately. So there's a good three issues where this was probably available.
Amazing. But, yep.
Look, get on it. If you're a big Virgil fan.
Which does make it now worth a lot more money if it was only available for a short amount of time.
Exactly. Well, I'm not sure whether they've sold out. They may still have some in stock. But
highly doubt that. Highly.
The official Virgil t-shirt, as described in WWF magazine, Virgil, a hot rising superstar of the WWF, is ready for action on this 50-50 cotton and polyester t-shirt accented with red ringers. Well, actually, kind of, if you're picturing the Hot Rod t-shirt, it kind of looks like they've got some old leftover Hot Rod t-shirts that they didn't bother to print Rowdy Roddy Piper's logo on, and they've stuck a Virgil logo on there instead. The good news is it is American made, so I'm sure it's a good quality t-shirt. If it's still sitting around after all these years, it's probably as good as the day it was manufactured for Rowdy Roddy Piper. But comes in
polyester.
Small, medium, large, and extra large for a mere £11, according to this. And features a wonderful picture of Virgil and his name underneath it. It looks absolutely fantastic, and I'm sure you'll get many approaches from ladies if you're walking around the streets wearing this.
You mean the honeys.
But if you'd like to order, I'm sure this number is still active, 010... 203-353-2800. Give them a call. Tell them you'd like to purchase your Virgil official t-shirt for £11.
Look, I'm just looking through at the moment.
Can you buy them in bulk?
I would like over 50,000, thank you.
Get a couple for the crowd here. Friends and family. Great stocking stuffer for Christmas.
I'm just looking at New Jack's championship. Not New Jack. Virgil's championships and accomplishments. And I see here that he was the New Jack City Wrestling Champion at one stage. That's, if that hasn't sold you on why to donate, I don't know what will.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
Get him over to the webpage right now.
right
jump
now.
On over there and look.
Do we want to do one final tally before we take off?
I think we can.
The server's been overloaded here. The lights, I don't even know how we've still got power in here. The phones.
The support has been overwhelming.
The phone's off the hook. So much money. Just
we lost lights 3 times, which was really hard when we was reburying Michael Jackson. It was very, very difficult.
And of course, look, don't forget,
back from the dead one night.
GoFundMe.com, make Virgil a million. If you haven't had time to donate tonight, you know, scrape together your money and jump on there.
Send it in via us. We'll forward it on.
Yeah, send us a check. You know, hold off on buying that official Virgil action figure and donate to the good man himself. But look, we're getting Tony Barber to lower the sign again. The drum roll. The crowd is anticipating. Here we go. The final tally. For the 2015 Good Virgil Appeal, we have raised a staggering $375.
Whoa.
So close.
Nice work,
so
everybody.
Close to a million there.
Go, team.
You know what? It's the thought that counts. It's the effort. And we put in a lot of effort.
I don't think anyone has ever raised more awareness for Virgil than we have tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Give us a call on 9919 if you want to 9919 8089 if you want to get your final donations in. No open closet tonight, but stay tuned after 9 o'clock.
For the best of Virgil. We'll be right back.